ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। व्हाट इज द मैसेज ऑफ दिस फिगर 3, 1, 2, 3? ओम शांति 1 टाइम, सेकेंड टाइम, थर्ड टाइम। 1, 2, 3 says, now become free, ready, ever ready, final. To be free from what? Free from fear, free from worry, free from ignorance, darkness. Because when darkness is there, we cannot see what is right, what is wrong, what is missing. So, knowledge is light. God is light. And His praise is also in 3 words. Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. Where there is falsehood, there is fear. Truth removes the fear. Fear creates tension inside, worry inside. Fear of weaknesses, fear of failure, fear of death. But when truth is understood about the life, there's no fear. So God's praise, Satya. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Truth is beautiful. And beauty always attracts, gives the right encouragement if the soul is recognizing something benevolent, beautiful. And the same aspect of truth, Sat Chit Anand. God is truth, living truth, eternal truth, which brings bliss in life because there's no fear at all. The soul itself is actually truth. When these 3 aspects or 3 powers of the soul is understood, recognized, practiced, experienced, peaceful, pure, peaceful, powerful, stable mind. When purity, peace and power is there, there's no fear in mind. Peaceful mind. Truth, the power of truth is also there. There's no tension, there's no fear, there's no worry. So, peaceful, pure, powerful, determined mind, clear and careful, divine intellect, clean, clear. Divine intellect is far-sighted, is able to see the future as well, is able to observe and learn from the past, and very careful, attentive of what I am doing at the present time. The soul, when it is actually is in harmony between these 3 components or the powers, eternal power of the soul, eternal being, immortal being, there's no fear of death, because soul never dies. It is the soul that changes the costume, moves on, and even if someone has gone, left the body, we pray for mind, for the soul, peace. But in fact, we need to have understand to give the donation of peace. We need to have power in ourselves of peace. If my own container is empty, how can I fill in something that is other empty vessel? And this is why to create this awareness that the natural nature of soul is purity, peace. It is the eternal energy, a powerful energy, which has a sanskara of benevolence. And when intellect is clean, clear and divine, personality is automatically of performing elevated actions, benevolent actions, perfect actions, not that mind is thinking something else. Intellect is also understanding and perhaps putting the mind in the right direction. But in action, action is done with the direction of somebody else. And then we say, sorry, I didn't want to do that at all. Just it happened. What happened? It's the influence of something, fear of something, or ignorance. Not having understanding properly. So decision is wrong there. Even the decision was right. Under the influence, effect, or some kind of impression from others, the past has covered, overpower, even the decision was right. So soul consciousness, when the soul is really in harmony of three together, pure mind, clean divine intellect, and elevated sanskaras of benevolence, the inner light remains always lit, and the soul is seated on this throne of a detached observer. Today Baba is speaking about the wonder of these three powers, because God Himself is also known Trimurti, Trinity in unity, three aspects, three tasks, important tasks connected with the world creation, transformation and sustenance. And it is the power again of wisdom, the truth, the knowledge. Through Brahma, God gives this knowledge, light. And when this light is lit, darkness is disappeared. Waste is changed, transformed into best. Because with the knowledge you prepare, with wisdom, when knowledge is in clear consciousness, selflessness, benevolence, then something which has gone wrong can be put in right. Because there's no possessiveness, there's no selfish motive, there's not any expectations or desires in it. You are a detached observer. And with this, fear is gone of what is going to happen. It's surety, security, clarity. It is going to be right because that intellect has faith of truth in itself. And so there's no worry, no fear, free from fear, free from worry, free from waste. Best is going to happen because your connection is with the one who is ever bestower of happiness, benevolent being. The soul is also clear what I have to perform. What are my qualities and my powers? When I have this deep relationship and realization that I am child of God the Almighty. So my personality must be that definitely of benevolence and powerful soul. Weakness is because of I have a fear of I might do something wrong, have been doing wrong because of ignorance. But once a light is there, things have gone wrong, understood is there. So it means learning from the past makes the present clear. brings courage for the future. And so the soul is actually able to be seated on these three thrones at the same time. The throne of soul consciousness, eternal being, immortal being, a sparkling power, energy, filled with all these powers of purity, peace, love, knowledge, wisdom, truth, benevolence. What kind of fear can be? These qualities are immortal, as these are the qualities of the eternal immortal soul. But I have to be conscious and seated as this throne. But what makes me sit as the soul on this throne is when I am practicing these three lessons that Brahma Baba, the last day, gave as a gift through his practical life of being incorporeal, bodiless, because it's the body consciousness in different ways creates fear in us. Name fear of my defamation, fear of losing position, fear of losing something, any situation, what my personal property or dignity. But when I am a bodiless soul, fear disappears because I am immortal. And anyway, when you are gone, your name is being praised, even then you would not know. It is being criticized, you would not know. So no, your statue is being worshipped, you do not know. So it's totally detachment. Bodilessness means detachment from praise and defamation. It's attachment that creates fear of losing something. Bodilessness. And so in fact, when you become bodiless, everyone speaks about you only good things. Have you ever heard anyone speaking after you have left departure? He was so beautiful. She was so benevolent, wonderful friend. You think all the good things, what you have experienced in their life, you never speak about them, anything bad, even you have experienced. So it is the power of bodilessness. You let go, body go, you have cleaned everyone's mind. Whatever wrong had happened, you forget, and heart becomes kind, clean, clear, merciful, benevolent, filled with good wishes. So these qualities of actually purity and love is benevolent, but it becomes only when this practice, I the soul, am incorporeal, bodiless, eternal light. And of course, the knowledge is there. I'm not wandering just like a tiny little star in the sky. I am here on this planet. It is not the star that is in the shining in the sky, but it is shining here with the shine of all these qualities that God has made us aware that this is my personal property. This is my personal eternal gift from eternity and from God. And so it means that I am becoming virtuous. Not virtual, anybody virtuous, really. Not only just a picture, not on just on a screen, but it's a reality in my personality of these qualities. And so you are the more and more, this light is igniting. The darkness has disappeared. Fragrance is spread. Bad smell is gone. Right? So it is also automatically, when we are becoming virtuous, the power of virtue dispels or conquers vices. So you become viceless not by its own. Darkness does not go by its own. You continue to beat 1,000 times with a stick or a stone, it will not go away. But you really switch on light and the darkness is gone. So when we imbibe all these qualities, and that we become the embodiment of virtues means in my body, living in this body, I become the embodiment through my actions, through my connections, through my relationships. The qualities are being working, expressing. And so naturally, but with honesty. Very important aspect is, I do not do it because of impress someone. I do not put this, I am very sweet, I am very friendly, I cooperate to you just to impress you, impress my, at that time, do good impression and get some praise. Falsehood will create fear any time. But with truth is done, then actually that the power automatically. So all virtues means with honesty. And when these virtues are with honest, then it's one is no have. It's because realization is there. These qualities are eternal. And I'm child of the Supreme Being. These are my gift, which is gone to give it to others. And this is what means divinity. When you see Shiva Lakshmi ji receiving this power and handing over to it, it's this balanced energy. There's no fear, there's no weapons in the hand of Lakshmi. That becomes so natural and neutral, receive, give it. It is, you become trusty, benevolent, egoless. Virtues are there, powers are working, but it's a detached. Benevolence means egolessness. Not that I did this, like Karan Karamanhar made it happen. So this is, God Baba gave us power that become virtues, virtue become the embodiment of virtues, but be egoless. Bodiless, wiseness, how? By becoming virtuous and powerful. Virtues means divine virtues. And divine virtues are neutral. Divine virtues do not have any discrimination. Divine virtues do not get upset if you are not praised. Because something is natural, divine. They are so neutral. You praise them, there's no ego. You defame them, they don't get upset. We learn from nature because natural and neutral energy is neutral. Beyond praise, beyond defamation. Take the example from nature. The sun is shining, beautiful, nice day. But afternoon it's very hot. I shut it down. Close the window, draw the curtain. Sun does not get upset that you were so happy to see me and now you are covering me behind. You are just closing your door. No. Flowers are beautiful. They are fragrant. And I say, but I have allergy. Please take this away. The flower don't get upset. They don't have any discrimination. If it is at home, they are blossoming, or visitor come, they give the same fragrance, or they are put somewhere in dingy places, still they will have the same fragrance. So it is, foreigners come, their relatives come, there's no difference between caste, color, age. They give everyone. So divine means that you are not actually expecting of any praise. It's natural. Giving, selflessly, benevolently. That's why they are called Devata. Sun Devata, Moon Devata. And even that sense organs become so divine that these sense organs are worshipped because through this body, these virtues are expressed. that given. It's not, peace is not given just by atmosphere of the silence, but peace is connected with mind. Good version, good recuperation is given with hands, with heart. So when they are actually given in practical form, so deities are worshipped, even the organs are worshipped. Deities' feet is worshipped, their hands are worshipped, their eyes are worshipped. They are called Naina Devi, Hast Devta, Charan also Devta. Sense organs are also worshipped, because when matter we purify, not only the soul, but the body becomes also pure, divine, because they become so combined energy. So just like the soul has harmony between mind, intellect and sanskara, and doing the work honesty, with honesty, then it is loved by all. There's no need to ask for love. You get automatically. But in fact, you are loved by God. You're seated on the heart throne of God. We have been reading the blessings. Every day is signal and a point that with honest heart, you climb the heart throne. God's heart throne is unlimited and big. And so you are, it is, you get the throne, God's throne, where Maya cannot climb, where sorrow cannot come, where is there fear cannot be there. So you are safe in the heart throne. What is heart throne? The power of God's love. And that love actually makes you feel God is my protector, my companion, and you feel combined energy. Godly power and your powers are combined. And that becomes a canopy of protection. Seated on a heart throne, you are safe, sound, beautiful experience. And then definitely, by imbibing these qualities, when we become self-sovereign, that is, that seated is this throne is not only just thinking it, but performing through the senses. These actions are performed. Result is reward of elevated actions. You become divine being on this planet. That is Sri Lakshmi, Sri Narayan, or gods and goddesses in human form. And that is called world sovereignty. Sri Lakshmi Narayan, or divine beings of perfection, are called the sovereign of the world, Lakshmi Narayan, power. Lakshmi, embodiment of virtues, and Narayan means embodiment of pure spirituality in reality. Satya Narayan. Truth becomes reality. What is truth? Benevolence, love, lightness, everything. And so it is selflessness, but benevolence in action make them true Narayan, true Lakshmi. And certainly through this, at this time, when we have this truth in ourselves, we know that God is my companion. My God, what kind of fear I have or worry I have? Today Baba said, just on one side, be fearless, free from worry, but be careful as well. Not lazy and not ignorant in this aspect. It's a balance. On one side is carefree, other free side is very careful. No worry, but still action. Give your responsibility to God. Trust in yourself, have faith in yourself. Faith in God. So it makes you powerful and brings the power that everything is going to be right. You become the knower of the three aspects of time. And this is what I started with this. The figure three makes us Trikal Darshi. Learn from the past, active at the present, careful doing performance present, and thinking, I am creating my future. And so what would be the result if I do something wrong? I know if I do good, I am free from worry. It's going to bring a good reward. Three aspects of time also makes us understanding that it was good in me as my original stage. In my world of silence, I was this powerful soul, a pure soul, and that I bring back again in me. Beginning of the golden age, it was a perfect stage. And again, I have to bring this golden age with me here. Perfection will be in action here. And so, the past, present is learning from the past, present good action, creating my future. So no worry about it. So always knower of the three aspects, faith in myself, faith in God, faith in time. It's a time now. So that makes us aware to perform elevated actions. So Baba is making us seated on three thrones of our forehead, with honesty climb on God's heart throne, and with selfless actions become the master of the world. You win everyone's heart, not only the heart throne of God, but heart throne of others, and you become first. You win the hearts of others, and then you win the world. The whole sovereignty comes in your hand. But make sure that the third eye remains always open. Not only these two eyes, trinetri, the third eye is open. And that is the divine eye which God opens with knowledge and which is remembered with third eye. Shankar destroyed the old world. And so old world is destroyed when I'm open, my third eye is open and I'm able to see. And this is the blessings from God, that our third eye with insight, far being far-sighted, divine intellect. Third eye is divine intellect, far-sighted intellect, wisdom given by God that makes us third eye. Blind begin to see with third eye. Without knowledge, darkness. With darkness, we were stumbling in the dark like a blind person. And now the light has come, third eye is open. It's seen, understood, and performed good actions. So that is what good actions, perfect actions, means perfection. Free from defects of my own self, my own weaknesses, and also being free from the influence of weaknesses and defects of others. That's called power. Power of wisdom, power of truth, power of knowledge, the light. Om Shanti. There are some announcements today.